A snake, if it's well braided with right moti on it, it can make your business to go from 1 to 100. I personally specialize with celebrities, pastors, prominent people, entrepreneurs, business people. Even if I were to be given an opportunity to or a right to mention names, I can mention celebrity names that you'll be shocked. I can mention celebrity, I mean, political names that you'll be shocked.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Masego Semela and welcome to the Chisa pod. This has been the most hectic week and we're only 3 days in. Whew. This is following an IG live conversation Jackie Pamotse had on Monday night. She claimed a lot of things, some of which was that our faves in Celebville use black magic to acquire their riches. So as part of my research on the matter, Jackie recommended I speak to a practice in Sangoma, Gogo Batinimbata, who went into detail on what Jackie meant by people housing snakes to gain riches. Here's what Gogo Batini and Jackie had to say on the topic. So Gogo, tell me about what it is and what it means when a person has a snake in their house. And how does that snake help them acquire their riches? How do they get rich from that snake?
The snakes, it's not the same in everybody. It's either it's a snake as a pet, or it's a snake for the Uktwala. If it's a snake for the Uktwala, it also not the same. Other snakes, they just bring luck and everything without sleeping with anyone. Other snakes, they bring luck with the terms and condition of sleeping with somebody. I have the samples of the snakes that brings luck without sleeping with anyone.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out in my head, and for someone that's not used to such, okay, it's a lot to take in. So those snakes, are they like from evil forces, dark forces, or are they good in general? Would they in the long run make someone get into trouble of always keeping up with keeping the pet? How does it work? So if I have a snake pet, for how long can I have it for? Forever? Does it die? How do I take care of it?
If it's a pet, it remains a pet. I don't want to scare people with pets and to say, but well, no. If it's a pet, it remains a pet. If you come to take it as a pet, I don't have them. But if you come to take it as Uktwala, I have them. So there's a difference between a pet and a snake for Uktwala.
Okay, Gogo. So if a snake is used for Uktwala, how does the process work? And also, is it a bad thing or a good thing? And if it is that people have those in their houses, how do they take care of it as not a pet, as their luck type of like a snake that gives them luck?
Well, when it comes to Uktwala and how the snakes works and everything, it depends from one traditional healer to another. The breeding is not the same because it comes from different places. There's a breed of South Africa, there's a breed of Mozambique, there's a breed of Zimbabwe, there's a breed of India. I even went to India to research about the different types of Uktwala. There's a breed from Tanzania, things like that, DRC, Angola. There's so many countries that does it, and they all come with different terms and conditions.
Okay, Gogo, I understand. I just want to find out,
Would you say someone having a snake in their house, is it a bad thing or a good thing, or there's nothing wrong with that? And ukuthwala, does it come in different, like you said, it does come from different places and stuff, but does it come like in the evil sense or the good sense? And is it wrong for someone to have a snake to acquire their riches, to have some sort of money? Is it wrong?
There's nothing wrong of having a snake as a pet in your house, especially python. I once had a cobra as a pet. It was a nightmare to feed it because it's too fast. I can't put anything like in restile. There's nothing wrong with that and everything. And again, there's nothing wrong with utwala with a snake, as long as you'll follow the right protocols of feeding and of taking care of the snake. So on the times that we're living in, things are tough. So you can't say it's wrong to do this, it's wrong to do that. It's up to you if you are ready. Snakes work with conducive environment. Snakes works with being comfortable with you in terms of senses and everything. So as long as you are not afraid of snakes, you are fine, as I am, as I'm owning more than 300 now of snakes, because we just left the breeding session. It's not a problem.
So now, also, please let me know what it is that you specialize in. And if, let's say, for example, one wants their business to thrive, does having a snake or having a certain animal help with maybe letting it thrive or letting the business thrive?
Absolutely. A snake, if it's well bred with right moti on it, it can make your business to go from 1 to 100. I personally specialize with celebrities, pastors, all sorts of prominent people, entrepreneurs, business people, and I have a lot. Even if I were to be given an opportunity to, or a right to mention names, I can mention celebrity names that you'll be shocked. I can mention political names that you'll be shocked. I can mention politically people that you'll be shocked. As you can hear, there are birds that are crying here, Eskotlweni, which is the form part of what I do as a traditional healer, besides the issues of amajoba, the snakes, and whole lot. So yeah, there's a lot that I can do for many people.
Now I'm wondering who those celebrities and the political leaders are, but I will not put you on the spot. Anyway, Gogo, just to end the interview, do you mind letting me know what else that you do and where people can contact you if they are interested in such, and how maybe you might open the discussion that there's nothing wrong with like acquiring riches through animals or through however our ancient ancestors or our ancestors used to do it in ancient times. Thank you so much for your time also.
Thank you for the opportunity as well to be part of this. And thanks to Jackie for bringing out of this. There's nothing wrong that Jackie did because Jackie, she did the research and she spoke about that research. Me either. I did a research and I spoke about it. I've never mentioned any names. So if somebody knows where I got the research from, they'll comment. It's just that my research is very deep into many countries and everything. And lastly, in terms of people to contact me, it's 0357995703, or they can communicate with me in my website, batinimbata.co.za, batinimbata.co.za. And yeah, basically that's it. There's a lot, Coco. I deal with plus minus 100 people per day. Sometimes I've never been able to consult all of them, but yeah, sometimes I try to cover 50 plus. Yeah, because I believe in detailed consultation, and I do that. All the time, I make sure I spend time with the person. While that person just have money, which is 200 for consultation only, or rather that person is rich, I don't care. But I consult in the manner that I want when I go to sleep, so that when I analyze all the consultations, they connect with what I was consulting on.
Hello, Jackie. I just got done speaking to Gogo Batinimbata. Thank you for recommending him to me. He spoke a lot about what you were stating and claiming on your IG live that got everybody up in arms. Just wanted to find out, how are you dealing with the reaction on social media? Would you say people are understanding about what you were talking about, or would you say people are still confused? Please let me know how you feel about what's happening on social media.
Hi, Masego. My response to the outrage or the overwhelming response on social media is I'm quite glad that people are speaking about it, and I hope that they're speaking about it to enlighten themselves and also educate themselves on the issue at hand, which is ukthwala or cults. It's a global phenomenon. It's not new to the black or black tradition. It's just that what we need to do is make sure that we understand the positive and negative aspects of these practices. So I'm quite glad that they're speaking about it, but I hope they also soak in the knowledge and information that has been imparted from various aspects of specialists, from Sangomas, from myself, from the books that I write. I speak widely and openly about sex cults, especially in my recent book called Ego. I've detailed how men do it, why they do it, and most importantly, trying to warn young people against these practices without having an understanding or way to come out of it. So I'm glad that people online are speaking about it, but I just wish that it would be a more informed conversation. That's why I've invited Ukoko Batinimbata to speak on this issue at length.